if you take out short-term insurance, one must be careful to focus their minds on whether they're going to sign up for an excess or not, and if so, the type of excess one signs up for. This area of insurance is said to be one of the areas that's least understood by consumers. Perhaps that's the fault of service providers. But anyway, to help us understand the issues at hand, I'm joined on the line by Christel Coleman. She's an insurance expert at Old Mutual. Thanks very much, Christel, for joining us. So my understanding is that an excess is an amount that you pay as an insured person when you need to claim in the event of an unfortunate, although insured, incident. Is that pretty much spot on? And what's the rationale behind insurance companies making consumers take on the excess responsibility when they're there to be able to aid us when we get into a sticky spot in the first place?
Okay, well, it's a great summary. A few questions in there. So yes, you're absolutely right. All insurance companies in the South African market have got an excess payable when you submit a claim, a valid claim, as you say. And the rationale behind it really is that the pure concept of insurance is the contributions of the many to a pool of funds to pay the claims of the few. So that when something does go wrong, there's money to pay it. And unfortunately, you do find that some people get into a habit of becoming multi-claimants. And they claim for every single little thing that happens to them. So the excess is also used to deter, people submitting small claims, so that you really use your insurance policy to cover financial loss where there has something happened that's significant.
Yes,
that's the thinking behind that.
So that a customer doesn't have to worry in the event of an accident, isn't it just better for their peace of mind just to rather sign up for cover without the excess? But of course, I suppose that has financial implications.
Absolutely. I mean, actually, at Old Mutual Insure, we're running a zero excess campaign at the moment. So you can buy down your excess. And also, the people who are over 55 generally, whether they're gainfully employed or not, will have the benefit of a zero excess as well, because they're all, people over 55 typically are also a better risk profile, so they have fewer claims. If you're in a sort of a financial challenge position, so you know you can afford your premium each month, but you really can't afford that extra 3,000 or 4,000 rand if your car is involved in an accident, I really would recommend that you rather pay a little bit more on your premium and make sure that you've got a zero excess if something does go wrong.
Yes.
It's a very important consideration, and it's also something that people miss out on when they shop around. They only look at bottom line premium because they want to pay the lowest possible premium that they can. But then typically those very, very competitive premium packages carry higher excesses.
Yeah,
and then it's a double whammy, you know.
Yeah, it's going to give you that false sense of security, you know, for when the real thing happens and you're faced with it and you have to now start finding money elsewhere. I'm sure in the event of an accident, if you have excesses to pay, they can amount to quite a lot, especially if a car is written off. And where are you going to find that money? No doubt some people have to go into debt for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you pay excesses, not just your standard excess on your policy, but sometimes there's an age-related or, the length that you have your driver's license for. If you're a young driver, there might be additional excesses. So especially for young people, it's very important to look at the excess structure on the quote that's submitted to you, because it could possibly be more than one excess. And then something else that's very important to remember is that in South Africa, 70% of the cars on the road is not insured. So that means your chance of someone driving into you where you're not even responsible for the accident, the chances are very high that person doesn't have any insurance. So you have to claim against your own policy and you have to pay the excess, and the insurance company won't be able to recover that money, that excess, on your behalf because the other party doesn't have insurance.
Yes.
So we've got a bit of a predicament in South Africa when it comes to that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And presumably in those instances, or just based on what you're saying, it's best then to have comprehensive cover.
Absolutely. So, a lot of people are facing financial difficulties at the moment. So I always say to those individuals, instead of cancelling your insurance altogether, because it's one of the first things that actually do default is the short-term insurance premium. So if you can't afford your full short-term insurance premium, keep your comprehensive insurance, but then rather look at increasing your excess, because at least if your car is written off or stolen or hijacked, you will be paid out. And at the very, very least, if you can't afford to pay your insurance premium, is to just reduce your cover to third-party fire and theft. So if you are very unfortunate, you are under real financial stresses, and you drive in slap bang into a 7 Series BMW, and that person is suing you for R1 million, at least your policy will respond to pay the other party's damages.
At least. So what's with the story about extra excesses that a consumer may not know about? Give us examples of what those could be. And presumably, these are deep somewhere in the small print of your contract.
Well, it's against the law to have small print in the South African insurance landscape. So your excess structure must be noted, predominantly. You must be able to. But people don't read even their quotes, never mind their policy contract. So typically you would have a standard excess. If we talk about motor insurance, you would have your motor insurance excess. But then there could be an age excess. So if it's a young driver, an additional excess. If the person is under a certain age, all insurance companies have different approaches, but say 25 and younger. It could also be that you have an additional theft excess if your car is stolen. That gets added on, sometimes that's a percentage of the value of the vehicle. And then another excess that's not that common, but it does happen, is insurance companies have excesses for accidents that happen at a certain time of the night. So if you're involved in a single vehicle accident between 11 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning, that's the high-risk time when drunk people are on the road, then they would sometimes say that a time-of-day excess could also be an additional excess that will be applied. So it's complex, and it's very important that you ask the questions when you get that quote for the insurance company or your broker to clearly explain to you what are you in for from an excess perspective.
That's right. Again,
that's why taking a zero excess option is really the best. And it's interesting because to buy back your excess or to buy down your excess is not that expensive. It translates into in the region of about 10% additional premium. So if you pay R500 a month for your car insurance or R550, you would probably be able to get a zero excess option on your insurance. And it's not the same for everyone. All insurance companies have got different rating models, and we look at the age of the driver and the value of the car and all those things. But rule of thumb, you're looking at not a huge increase to buy down your excess.
Yeah. I suppose it's quite difficult for people to shop around. Of course, you have some of these portals that offer different insurance premiums from different companies, but I suppose they're not going to give you the same level of detail that you would get if you're sitting down with a broker.
Absolutely. And that's why I really believe that if you are going to be shopping around in the market, get a quote from one or two of the direct insurers, and then you get a broker to get get three quotes for you from the rest of the market. And at least you will be able to learn from your experience with the broker, because the broker is, through regulations, they have to explain everything to you. That's why they earn the commission. They have to take you through all of that. And you would get that kind of advice with the direct insurer as well. But the value of the broker is you get more bang for your buck, because he or she will present a number of quotes to you and explain, this one is a little bit more expensive, but it's got a lower excess.
Yes.
That's one, the cover is wider, and that's why you pay a bit more premium. So I would really recommend, don't think to go direct is cheaper and that it's more expensive with a broker, but the flip side is also true. Sometimes, it's cheaper to be with a broker and more expensive direct. It really depends on your risk profile, where you live, and how many claims you've had, and what kind of cover you're looking at. And, with us, we have a direct offering and a broker offering. So from my perspective, it really does depend on the individual and what they are looking for from an insurance policy perspective.
That was Christelle Coleman. She's an insurance expert at Old Mutual.